Colloquial. The word refers to various similarly defined ideas, such as full day, and this is split into bullet points, 24 hours exactly, or the full day covering both the dark and light periods beginning from the start of the dark period, or from a point near the middle of the dark period. A full dark and light period, sometimes called a nychthermeron in English, from the Greek for night, day, or more colloquially, the term 24 hours. In other languages, 24 hours is often used. Other languages also have a separate word for a full day. Daytime. The period of light when the sun is above the local horizon, this is the time period from sunrise to sunset, or the time period from 6 till 6, or 600 to 1800 hours, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., or 2100, 9 p.m., or another fixed clock period overlapping or offset from other time periods, such as morning, evening, or night, or the time period from first light, dawn, to last light, twilight. Boundaries. For most diurnal animals, the day naturally begins at dawn and ends at sunset. Humans, with their cultural norms and scientific knowledge, have employed several different conceptions of the day's boundaries. Common convention among the ancient Romans, ancient Chinese, and in modern times is for the civil day to begin at midnight, i.e. 0000, and last a full 24 hours until 2400, i.e. 0000 of the next day. In ancient Egypt, the day was reckoned from sunrise to sunrise. From sunrise to sunrise. The Jewish day begins at either sunset or nightfall, when 3 second magnitude stars appear. Medieval Europe also followed this tradition, known as Florentine reckoning. In this system, a reference like 2 hours in the day meant 2 hours after sunset, and thus times during the evening needed to be shifted back 1 calendar day in modern reckoning. I don't understand that. It also says citation needed, so it could be not true. Possibly. I'm not sure. Days such as Christmas Eve, Halloween, and the Eve of St. Agnes are remnants of the older pattern when holidays began during the prior evening. Okay. Prior to 1926, Turkey had 2 time systems, Turkish, counting the hours from sunset, and French, counting the hours from midnight. Validity of tickets, passes, etc. for a day or a number of days may end at midnight or closing time when that is earlier. However, if a service, e.g. public transport, operates from, for example, 6 to 1 the next day, which may be noted as 2500 hours, the last hour may well count as being part of the previous day. For services depending on the day, brackets closed on Sundays, does not run on Fridays, and so on, there is a risk of ambiguity. For example, a day ticket on the Nederlandse Spoorwegen, Dutch Railways, is valid for 28 hours. From 000 to 2800, that is for the next day. The validity of a pass on Transport for London, TfL services, is until end of the transport day, that is to say until 4:30 a.m. on the day after the expiry date stamped on the pass. Interesting, did not know that. In places which, midnight sun. In places which experience the midnight sun, brackets polar day, daytime may extend beyond one 24-hour period and could even extend to months. I guess that means like the North Pole or whatever it is where the sun just stays up or goes down for ages, which is strange and must be really weird on your body. Extraterrestrial bodies. Besides a stellar day on Earth, determined to be 23 hours, 56 minutes, and 4.1 seconds, there are related such days for bodies in the solar system other than Earth. For example, okay, and here is a list of, I guess, the days of each of the planets in the solar system. Mercury, 58 days, 15 hours, 30 minutes. Venus, 243 days. Wow. I think that is by far the longest. Earth's moon, 27 days, 7 hours, and 12 minutes. Mars, 1 day, 37 minutes. So Mars almost has pretty much the same as us. Interesting. Ceres, 9 hours, 4 minutes. Jupiter, 9 hours, 56 minutes. Saturn, 10 hours, 33 minutes, 38 seconds. Uranus, 17 hours and 14 minutes. Neptune, 16 hours and 6 minutes. And little Pluto has been put in there too. 6 days and 9 hours. Nice to see Pluto still included there. They did also put Ceres in there, which is the largest object in the asteroid belt that lies between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. With a diameter of 587 miles, Ceres is both the largest of the asteroids and the only dwarf planet inside Neptune's orbit. It is the 33rd largest known body in the solar system. Why is it being put in... whatever. Whatever, it looks like a planet anyway. Maybe I'll do Ceres in the future. In a future episode. Although it is a very... see, this is the problem. It's got a huge, huge entry. Maybe one day, we'll see. Anyway, that's the end of the day. Get it? It's the end of day. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you to the writers of this entry and all other entries on Wikipedia. You are the best. Thank you again. Take care and have a nice day. Bye. Etymology. The term comes from the Old English deag, that's D, and then A, that weird AE letter that's joined together, and then G. The term comes from the Old English deag with its cognates such as dagur in Icelandic, targ in Germany, and dag in Norwegian, Danish, Swedish, and Dutch. All of them are from the Indo-European root diao, which explains the similarity with Latin dies, though the word is not to come from the German from the Germanic branch. As of October 17, 2015, day is the 205th most common word in US English and the 210th most common in UK English. Really? That's crazy. I would love to see a list of those words. I can't believe that day is the 205th. Well, I wonder if that includes like today and Monday. I'm guessing it doesn't, so 250, that's crazy. Makes it seem a lot easier to learn a different language if that is one of the most common ones. International System of Units, or SI. A day symbol D, defined as 86,400 seconds, is not an SI unit, but is accepted for use with SI. The second is the base unit of time, SI, in SI units. In 1967 to 68, during the 13th CGPM, brackets resolution 1, the International Bureau of Weights and Measures, BIPM, redefined a second as the duration of 91926317770 periods of the radiation corresponding to the transition between two hyperfine levels of the ground state of the cesium-133 atom. This makes the SI-based day last exactly 7942438489280000 of those periods. It's a long number, so I'm not going to repeat it because it's unnecessarily and not useful. Not to us anyway, on a daily basis. Leap seconds. Mainly due to tidal effects, the Earth's rotational period is not constant, resulting in minor variations for both solar days and stellar days. The Earth's day has increased in length over time due to tides raised by the Moon, which slows Earth's rotation. Because of the way the second is defined, the mean length of a day is now about 86,400.002 seconds and is increasing by about 1.7 milliseconds per century, an average over the last 2,700 years. The length of a day, circa 620 million years ago, has been estimated from rhythmites, brackets alternating layers in sandstone, as having been about 21.9 hours. That's interesting. 620 million years ago, the day only lasted 21.9 hours. Which isn't that long ago, considering the Earth is, what, 14 billion years? Wonder what it was. Wonder how long a day is going to be in another six and... Well, it's not really going to matter to me, is it? In order to keep this civil day aligned with the apparent movement of the sun, a day according to Coordinated Universal Time, brackets UTC, can include a negative or positive leap second. Therefore, although typically 86,400 SI seconds in duration, a civil day can be either 86,401 or 86,399 SI seconds long on such a day. Leap seconds are announced in advance by the International Earth Rotation and Reference Systems Service, brackets IERS, which measures the Earth's rotation and determines whether a leap second is necessary. Civil day. For civil purposes, a common clock time is typically defined for an entire region based on the local mean solar time at a central meridian. Such time zones began to be adopted about the middle of the 19th century when railroads were regularly occurring schedules, came into use, with most major countries having adopted them by 1929. As of 2015, throughout the world, 40 such time zones are now in use. The central zone from which all others are defined as offsets, is known as UTC plus 00, which uses coordinated universal time, UTC. The most common convention starts the civil day at midnight. This is near the time of the lower culmination of the sun on the central meridian of the time zone. Such a day may be referred to as a calendar day. A day is commonly divided into 24 hours of 60 minutes, with each minute composed of 60 seconds. Decimal and metric time. In the 19th century, an idea circulated to make a decimal fraction, brackets 1 over 10,000 or 1 over 100,000, of an astronomical day, the base unit of time. This was an afterglow of the short-lived movement towards a decimalization of timekeeping and the calendar, which had been given up already due to its difficulty in transitioning from traditional, more familiar units of time. Sorry, just says more familiar units, not units of time. The most successful alternative is the centi day, equal to 14.4 minutes, 864 seconds, being not only a shorter multiple of an hour, 0.24 versus 2.4, but also closer to the SI multiple, kilosecond, 1,000 seconds, and an equal to the traditional Chinese unit K, K-E with a little accent. Did the Chinese use a different measure of time? Surely not. Hello. Welcome to a new episode. In this one, we're going to be talking about, well, as you can probably see, day. I am, in fact, recording this during the day, just to get the full experience, and hopefully that's going to come through in this recording. I'm staring straight into the sun right now. It is making it quite difficult to read. Okay, I'll do my best. On with the show. Day. A day is approximately the period of time during which the Earth completes one rotation around its axis. A solar day is the length of time which elapses between the sun reaching its highest point in the sky two consecutive times. In 1960, the second was redefined in terms of the orbital motion of the Earth in year 1900 and was designated the SI base unit of time. The unit of measurement, day, was redefined as 86,400 SI seconds and symbolized D. In 1967, the second and so the day were redefined by atomic electron transition. A civil day is usually 86,400 seconds plus or minus a possible leap second in coordinated universal time, or UTC. That's what that means. It should be CUT. And occasionally, plus or minus an hour in those locations that change from or to daylight saving time. Day can be defined as each of the 24-hour periods, reckoned from one midnight to the next, into which a week, month or year is divided, and corresponding to a rotation of the Earth on its axis. However, Its use depends on its context. For example, when people say day and night, day will have a different meaning. It will mean the interval of light between two successive nights. The time between sunrise and sunset in this instance, day, will mean time of light between one night and the next. However, in order to be clear, when using day in that sense, daytime should be used to distinguish it from day, referring to a 24-hour period. This is since daytime usually always means the time of the day between sunrise and sunset. The word day may also refer to a day of the week or to a calendar date, as in answer to the question on which day. The life patterns, brackets circadian rhythms, of humans and many of the species are related to Earth's solar day and the day-night cycle. Introduction. Apparent and mean solar day. Several definitions of this universal human concept are used according to context, need, and convenience. Beside the day of 24 hours, brackets 86,400 seconds, the world day is used for several different spans of time based on the rotation of the Earth around its axis. An important one is the solar day, defined as the time it takes for the sun to return to its culmination point, brackets, its highest point in the sky. Because celestial orbits are not perfectly circular, and thus objects travel at different speeds at various positions in their orbit, a solar day is not the same length of time throughout the orbital year. Because the Earth orbits the sun elliptically, as the Earth spins on an inclined axis, period can be up to 7.9 seconds more than, or less than, 24 hours. In recent decades, the average length of a solar day on Earth has been about 86,400.002 seconds, or 24.000006 hours, and there are 365.242199074 solar days in one mean tropical year. Ancient custom has a new day start at either the rising or the setting of the sun on the local horizon. Brackets Italian reckoning, for example, being 24 hours from sunset, old style. The exact moment of and the interval between two sunrises or sunsets depends on the geographical position, longitude as well as latitude, and the time of year as indicated by ancient hemispherical sundials. A more constant day can be defined by the sun passing through the local meridian, which happens at local noon, brackets upper culmination, or midnight, brackets lower culmination. The exact moment is dependent on the geographical longitude and to a lesser extent on the time of the year. The length of such a day is nearly constant, brackets 24 hours plus 30 seconds. This is the time as indicated by modern sundials. A further improvement defines a fictitious mean sun that moves with constant speed along the celestial equator. The speed is the same as the average speed of the real sun, but this removes the variation of a year as the Earth moves along its orbit around the sun, due to both its velocity and its axial tilt. Stellar day. A day understood as the span of time it takes for the Earth to make one entire rotation with respect to the celestial background or a distant star, assumes to be fixed is called a stellar day. This period of rotation is about 4 minutes less than 24 hours, 23 hours, 56 minutes, and 4.1 seconds. And there are about 366.2422 stellar days in one mean tropical year. One stellar day more than the number of solar days. Other planets and moons have stellar and solar days of different lengths from Earth's. Daytime. A day, in the sense of daytime that is distinguished from nighttime, is commonly defined as the period during which sunlight directly reaches the ground, assuming that there are no local obstacles. The length of daytime averages slightly more than half of the 24-hour day. Two effects make daytime on average longer than nights. The sun is not a point, but has an apparent size of about 32 minutes of arc. Additionally, the atmosphere refracts sunlight in such a way that some of it reaches the ground even when the sun is below the horizon by about 34 minutes of arc. So the first light reaches the ground when the center of the sun is still below the horizon by about 50 minutes of arc. Thus, daytime is on average around 7 minutes longer than 12 hours.